How can the Chalista region reduce its fossil fuel use, increase energy efficiency, and use those changes to create jobs? That's the question a group of YK Delta communities and energy organizations gathered in Bethel on Wednesday to begin answering. For direction and inspiration, the group turned to four villages on Kuskokwim Bay where those goals are already happening.
We have wind energy that has more than enough capacity to light the whole village. So we captured the extra energy and we heated homes.
Roderick Phillip is the vice chairman of the Chininik Wind Group, a wind energy partnership between Kangiganak, Kwigilinak, Tuntutuliak, and Kipnuk. The group operates, maintains, and installs its own renewable energy wind systems. Phillip is also the general manager of the Kangiganak Power Company, which installed wind turbines almost 5 years ago. Since then, about a third of the village's electric energy has come from wind. 20 homes in the village also have stoves that are fueled by wind power. They're ceramic units called thermal stoves. Those homes have cut their heating fuel consumption in half, and 30 more homes are set to receive stoves this year. Phillip says all those savings on heating fuel are being spent on another fuel, gasoline.
To hunt fish, gather from the land and sea, to fill our freezers and put food on our table.
There's another way strengthening the village's renewable energy system has strengthened the ability to subsist, by providing jobs.
I have four wind techs, two operators, two laborers employed.
These employees run the entire utility system, and together with the other Chininik villages, they'll be installing wind turbines for Kipnuk next year.
So what will these other communities here need to do to get to where Kangiganak is?
It all depends on our tribal leaders, and it took the four villages to get to where we are today.
Phillip says the other key is autonomy, training and certifying employees in the village to run the energy systems.
By the third community, our people built the system from the bottom up. And they commissioned those wind turbines, our own people. So we're able to build our own systems now, using our own people. And they operate and maintain our systems.
Kangiganak is set to install a lithium-ion battery this year, which will store excess wind energy and be capable of powering more than 50% of the village's electricity and heat. More energy projects are happening in the region. Chafornik is ordering wind turbines. Kwithluk has secured federal microloans for residents to make their homes more energy efficient. And Quinnahawk is working to increase energy efficiency in its public buildings. That will save the tribe, city, and village corporation $50,000 annually. The technology exists for the Delta to reduce its fossil fuel use and to eventually power itself off renewables. Multiple Delta communities are already heading in that direction. For KYUK in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.